This is your host, David Yanis, and you're watching Ignite Your Day. I'm your host, and I would love to encourage you and make you realize that God is good. If I can do that, then I'm doing my job, giving you the gospel, giving you faith, and encouraging you along the way. God is a good God. He's able to change, deliver, do the things that you need done in your life, but he's also able to show you love, show you compassion, and give you ability to just be beyond where you're at today. I know God is going to change some things in your life. I know that God's going to move things in your life. But we're going to work together the next few shows and along the way with all my guest hosts that come in and help teach the shows during the week. You're going to get something from God. You're going to get something that only you can get, and it's going to change things for you. It's going to move things for you. I hope that you've been enjoying the shows, and I hope that these shows have been encouraging you. This is a long journey for both of us in faith, but we're going to see things happen. Amen. I want to talk to you today, if I could, about creative miracles. Of all the sermons I preach, all the things that I do in preaching and ministering, creative miracles are probably one of my most favorite things to talk about. There's so many creative miracles that happen in our ministry that it's impossible to collect all the stories, and even more impossible to do a show on every single event. So I'm going to just summarize some of the things, but I'm going to encourage you on the very base that I base creative miracles on. And we've seen creative miracles all over the place in the Word of God. I mean, Elijah, what did he tell him? Throw the axe in the water, and it floated. The metal floated up. He said, stir the water, and the metal floated up. Elisha laid on a boy and breathed on him, blew life on him. Creative miracles. The creative miracles have been along as long as you put your faith on something and believe it, God will do it. Let's look at this, if we can. Jump right into the scripture. Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. Acts 19, 11 and 12. And God brought special miracles by the hands, miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. It's Acts 19, 11, and 12. Not only did Paul do miracles, just write a note for myself for later, not only did Paul do miracles in person, but Paul did what we're doing today, and that is bringing the anointing, the power, the same anointing in our service to your living room, the same anointing in the studio to your handset, the same anointing in this studio to your device that you're watching us on. Paul did this years ago, and how did he do that? With aprons. He took aprons, tore them in pieces, handkerchiefs, and sent them abroad. Amazing. He put anointing on these handkerchiefs. He put faith behind it. He believed. He spoke it out, and he sent them out. The Bible says this. And so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. It even cast out devils and healed every disease that it came upon. He took the same anointing, tangible anointing, and put it in everywhere, in every living room, every business, every church that couldn't make it there. They got these aprons, these scraps of cloth. But faith was put into these cloths that when they arrived, there were healing, there was deliverance. That's called a creative miracle. Anything you can put your faith on, anything you can put your faith on and believing that God will do something, it's a creative miracle. Anything you grab and you say, God, I know you're going to do this, and God does it, is an amazing thing. I've learned this. I've done this. Even Jesus told his mom, hey, mom, I can't do this. It is not my time. Write a book about that. And Jesus said, I can't do it. It's not my time. She said, they're running out of wine. And even Jesus was a mama's boy. He said, okay, finally. He went over there, told him to get the basins, told him to bring the water, pour the water in the basins, and then go and serve it to the guest. It was such a miracle that not only turned water into wine, but the Bible says it was the best wine. That they came up to him and said, normally they serve the worst wine at the end when everybody's already drunk. But you gave us the best wine. Why? This is amazing. Jesus did a creative miracle. Paul did a creative miracle. In my life, I've had to see things, how things were, and believe God, that God was going to change things to what I needed. Many times, traveling, India, Mexico, even the U.S., I've had to see creative miracles happen. I've had to see God do amazing things. There's a lady that walked into our service in India. I was there drinking a Sprite, just trying to just get through the day. It was hot. I wanted to go back to the hotel, even though it was hot. The hotel, at least there was running water. I could take a shower or something. But she came in. She passed up Bishop Mike and came straight to me. And Bishop's like, hey, brother, you got this? I'm like, absolutely. So I went over there and I got her hand. And her hand was withered. It was mangled, bones left to right. She asked me to go ahead and pray for her. So I put my hands like this. I said, put your hands through this. As your hands go through this, God's going to heal you. And she put her hands through my hands. It cracked. It popped. Even to the point where it got to her elbow and it snapped. She looked at me. And I said, God is good. And she said, amen. And she just went like this and left. I got a pastor, gave him some Indian rupees and said, hey, follow her and make sure she's fine. And here's some money. I want you to testify all over the villages that she came from about what God did for her, and preach the gospel and win souls to the kingdom and pray for the sick. You can do more than I can do just in this by doing that. So he did. Walked outside, we're about to leave, and I'm usually the last one in the van or the Jeep or whatever we're traveling at that time. And I'm like, hey, wait, there's someone coming from afar. And my crusade director, Shadrach, looks at me and says, let's go to her. I said, no, her faith is making her whole. She came to us. When she came to us, she looked tired, sweating, dirty, and she stood on one foot. And her other foot was where her kneecap was. I looked at her knees, and I looked at her foot, and everybody looked at me, and she said, I believe the man of God would heal me if I could walk all the way over here, that God would heal me through the man of God if I could walk all the way in my own power. I said, okay. I said, let's believe. Now, creative miracle is what you put your faith on, what you speak it on, what you do in actions, and you put faith behind it, God will do it. God will move it. God will change it. So I did. I prayed, and I grabbed her foot, and I yanked it down. As soon as I yanked it down, dust went everywhere, and she looked at me, and she looked at everybody else. She looked down at her foot, and her foot was the exact same size. God did it. Amen. And everybody in Africa, India, South Africa, Mexico, and America say it the same way. Ooh, is what everybody said when they seen her feet the same way. We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit more about miracles, and we'll be excited to see what God does. Hi, this is David Yanis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148 for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and we're excited to be back on this air with you here. This middle segment of Creative Miracles. We've been talking about different kind of creative miracles. Now remember, creative miracles are anything you put your faith on, believing creatively that God can do stuff. Talk to you about the lady with the withered hand, God healed her. Talk to you about the young lady with the leg that was shorter, and it's substantially shorter to her kneecap, God stretched out. God can create bone, marrow, anything that's needed, God can create instantly, because he's God, and he's amazing, and he's able to do this without any issues at all. He can make this happen. God is an awesome God, and he's able to change things instantly. When I was in South Africa on this last trip, we had a lady that was in the service, and it was the same service that I prayed for. If you might have caught one of our other episodes, I prayed for Pastor Diana, Bishop's wife, and I prayed for her, and her foot was instantly healed. The ankle that she twisted that day before, where the doctors couldn't do anything, they had to wait for the swelling to go down before they could even assign her any therapy, was healed instantly. That second, we heard bones cracking, we seen muscles moving, we seen blood recirculating. Amazing. But in that same service, I think it was the second service, we had 2 days there in Trudenhall, they had, this is in Pietermaritzburg in South Africa, they had a lady come up and she said, "My leg is short. You've prayed for me and God's healed me in all other parts of my body, but I want my leg fixed, David." I was like, "Okay, come on up." So we sat her in a chair and I said, when we go to service, when we go to prayer service, I want you just to sit in a chair." So I called prayer service. She came up. I sat her in a chair and I said, "You wait right there. You wait right there. And I want your feet on the floor like this." She's like, "Okay." I went and I prayed for the person here on the left. I went and prayed for the person on the right. I kept passing her intentionally. I kept walking past her, not touching her. And I went by and I touched everyone else and seeing God heal, because every time I walked by her, I seen her leg lower to the ground, lower to the ground, lower to the ground. Now I'm going to tell you this, God does not need any help. God is able to do what God does without you helping him. He's able to change, shape, shift, do everything he needs to do without any issues. So I want to tell you this. I want to tell you right now that God healed this woman before I even got to her. I walked over there to where she was at. I bent down on the floor, put my knees underneath her legs, and I put both her feet on my thigh. And I called three other pastors and said, "Would you come over here?" And they said, "Sure." Now, I didn't pull it. I didn't do anything. I just put it on my knees. On my thigh. And I said, "Do these look even?" They all go, "Yes." "Do they look," we pushed them, "do they look same size?" And they said, "Yes." Creative miracle. I believe that we could just sit her down, put her in a chair, and as she sat in the chair, that God would heal her. As she sat in the chair, that God would minister to her. As she sat in the chair, that she would be completely healed. And God did. God healed her. God delivered her. And we know this because when she stood up, I said, "Now test it." She's like trying to balance herself, and she didn't have to. She was completely standing up straight. She walked. I said, "Move your hips around. Make sure you're fine." She walked around completely healed. And we've seen God do an amazing, amazing, amazing thing. Creative miracles are only done when you have faith. When you trust God completely and you say, "God, do this." You can't do a creative miracle and not have any faith or not have any experience with faith and see how God moves. It's when your faith gets elevated and when you're saying, "Yes, God, I know you can do it." When you're saying, "This is what God told me to do," and you do it. It's putting faith behind your words, putting faith behind your actions creatively, to see God do this. When I was in Wisconsin, I was up there visiting my friend Cheryl Dixon's church, and I was out there ministering. There's a young Asian boy who had a disfigured face. Now, I didn't know this until after I prayed for him, but his adopted parents told me that the doctor sent him home after several operations, I think four, maybe five operations, said that's all they can do. They can't do anything else for him. That's all they can do. And he was going to have to live like this forever. Well, when you looked at this young man, his face looked disfigured, of course, but his side of his face, on this side of his face, was real prickly, almost like a rock, with little spikes, and you could feel it was so awful. And I walked up to him to pray, and I said, "What do you need from the Lord?" Now I knew what he needed from God, but I like to hear it from them. I like to hear Jesus always asking, "What do you have me to do?" Or Jesus said, "What would you believe for me to do? What do you need?" So I asked the same questions. And he said, "I want to be made whole, my face normal." And I said, "Okay, great." So before I laid hands on him, I asked Pastor Gary, and good friend Gary Dixon. He's gone on to be with the Lord now, but he was a good man, good pastor, good husband, good friend. And I said, "Can you give me some oil?" And he got me the oil, but he popped it like it was a champagne bottle. Oil went flying in the air. I caught what I could, and my hand was covered with oil. It was like a bowl of oil. I walked up to this young man, and I said, "God's going to anoint you with this oil. The minute it touches your face, it will become soft where God could fix it." And I said, "On three, one, two, three," and I threw the oil right on his face. Right went through the oil on his face. His whole face is dripping with oil. I put my hands quickly, almost a slap on both sides, real hard. But when I touched his face, it wasn't prickly anymore. It was soft. And as I massaged his face, that prickliness completely left. It was no longer rough anymore like a rock, but it was soft like Play-Doh. So I started messing with it and moving it. I said, "Hey, do you want me to make you a supermodel?" He said, "Yes, make me a supermodel." And everybody laughed in the church. And the pastor looked at me, Pastor Gary looked at me, and he was sitting behind us. And he said, "David, look, the bones are moving." So I stepped back just a little, because God does not need any help. And this bone slid down, this bone slid over, and this bone slid up. And God healed him. I think it was on this side, though. But that's all the bones that just started to move. And you just hear a big crunch. And I looked at him and said, "Son, you're healed." This was a creative miracle. Bones moving, flesh changing before everyone's eyes. And he ran off. I said, "Go look at yourself in the restroom." So he ran to the restroom. We knew when he got to the men's room, and we knew when he got to the mirror, because all he said was, "Thank you, Jesus," really loud. God is able. Amen. We'll be right back in just a few minutes after this segment. Commercials.
Again, I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website. Find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
Creative miracles. Creative miracles have been special. I've taught on creative miracles many places, many, many, many churches. And I think in Kenya, they were contagious in a way. The creative miracles, not that the point that I was laying hands on people, but to the point that people were being healed. We were in this, in a soccer field, a football field in Kenya. We rent the facility, we rent the whole staging. It cost me about $3,000, maybe even $3,500 to $5,000 just to do a whole week of services there. And we see people change, but we don't see big major crowds of thousands and thousands. I'm being honest, we see a few hundred maybe, but the thing is that my friend Sammy, the last trip we had, not this September, but September passed, a year back. It was amazing. He rented this huge sound system. I mean, it could go in a stadium. We're in a soccer field, like at a park. This sound system could actually go into a stadium, and it was so loud. And when I preached, it was such a it was so powerful behind me. Man, you preach better when you have a bigger sound system. Everybody knows that. And as I preach and stuff, it was amazing because we got testimonies after testimonies of people in their houses giving their hearts to Jesus. People in their houses. But we also had a creative miracles happening all the way from the soccer field to a balcony where a lady was sitting there listening to the Word of God, believing what I was preaching on, and her back opened up. And she said it felt like her back opened up and someone cut it open. And things were taken out, things were put in. And as things were taken out, things were put in, she felt it being sewn back together. She said she never had back problems again. I was praying for the people. And I'm praying for one lady at the end of a line in a church in Kenya, this trip, the same trip. I'm praying for her over here on this side. First person, I'm praying for her back problem. She's jumping up, and she falls back, and God heals her. At the very same instant, a person all the way on this side at the end of the line with the same problem was jumping up simultaneously and healed instantly. But that's what God does. That's how God does it. God will heal her, and he'll chill. If they had the same problem, they were both healed at the same time. That happened in South Africa. I prayed for one person with sinuses. Two people standing in line to the left of her or to the right of her were healed of sinus problems at the same time. I prayed for this person. I prayed for a person in Hawaii that had asthma, and when they have asthma, have them breathe three times like that, and then I blow on them. And when they fall back, they usually get healed. And I did that. My son was catching, and my son suffered from asthma at that time. He was catching, and then he laid her down, and then later on at lunch, when we're driving back after lunch, we're driving back to the other side of the island, and he goes, "Dad," I go, "What?" He goes, "I felt a fire hit me in my chest." My son's 22 now. Next week he'll be 22, and this is when he was 21. He said, "I felt the fire in my chest." This was recently, just a few months back, and I go, "Great, God's healing you." Well, guess this. We went on a little hike, and he wants to do this hike. He didn't bring his pump for his asthma. And we're going down this long, long trail. My legs are trying to go, but they're not moving fast because of the heights. I don't like heights. And he's really trucking along. He's got a lot of energy. Well, about halfway down, he should have had some kind of breathing issue. And definitely when we got to the bottom, he should have had some kind of breathing issue. He did not have any issues whatsoever. But God did it. God touched him. God healed him. God moved on him. I got to tell you this. God is able to do this. Amen. God is able to make these things happen. My son hasn't had to use his pump at all most last few months, and I believe he was healed. But these creative miracles just happen. They happen. When I was in Africa, in Kenya, one lady was driving. As she was driving, she's hearing the sermon. She's not even part of the church. She's not even meaning to go to service, but something is drawing her with her window down, because that's how far these speakers went. She's driving with her windows down, and she ends up at the soccer field. And when she gets to the soccer field, she has a problem in her eyes. The doctor said she will no longer have any prescriptions, that her eyes are bad, and that she's gonna eventually go blind. She gets to the soccer field, and as she's walking to the soccer field, she reaches where the lines are on the soccer field. And once she reaches the line of the soccer field, she barely touches it, and her eyes, scales fall off her eyes. Instantly healed. My friends, only God can do that. Only God could do these kind of creative miracles. And God can do the same thing for you. He can do the same thing for you. I'm going to finish with this one last quick testimony, and that was this lady in Mexico. And this lady in Mexico, when I was preaching, she heard the sermons. We're having tacos 2 hours later. We're having a fellowship, and I'm still eating tacos. Praise God, I love tacos. I do. In fact, some places I preach, I talk about tacos so much, everybody's at the Mexican restaurant with me. But she was over there and listened to the stories of Hawaii and Alaska. And I'm showing pictures on my phone. I'm going through my phone showing different pictures of it. And as she's looking, she came really good at good sight because she has a problem with her eyes. I don't know if it's cataracts or going blind whatsoever. I don't know. So she touches my shoulder. And she reaches and touches my shoulder. And when she touches my shoulder to look at the pictures, the scales fall off her eyes. I say that because that's what the Bible says, but her eyes were open. She said it felt like scales come off her eyes, and she could see clearly 100%. This wasn't during service. This wasn't during an altar call, but this was her just standing around me, touching my shoulder and looking, and God healed her. God is able to do that for you right now. God is able to change the things that you think can't be changed. God is able to do creative things for you even now as we talk. Hi, this is David Yanis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audiobook, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios.